1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. And the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down dead in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went greatly against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was greatly wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it. Lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through, and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, because he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword, and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he likewise fell upon his sword, and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel who were on the other side of the valley, and those who were on the other side east of the Jordan River, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities, and fled. And the Philistines came and lived in them. And it came to pass in the morning, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head, and stripped off his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines all around, to publish it in the house of their idols, and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtoreth, a pagan idol, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when those who lived in Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose, and went all night, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh, and burnt them there. And they took their bones, and buried them under a tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days.